It was the second or third week of September 2019 when the heavy rains started to fall in Hallock, Minnesota. The heavy rains led to flooding, impacting parts of Teresa Gillies' soybean crop and essentially making her eligible for the WIP Plus program.
Last winter, I'd say in February, early March, I did apply for the WIP Plus program. I did buy up my crop insurance to the 75% level. And so I qualified for WIP Plus, and they paid me what they said was the first half of the payment. So my second question to them was at our local FSA office, who is great. I asked them, I said, well, when's the second half coming? And they thought it was coming in April, sometime in the spring.
But the funds never came.
Of course, I've reached out periodically, and then it was kind of a thing. Well, they're hoping it would come out in June. Then I heard it was in August. And now it's just like, well, when I talk to the FSA office, we're dealing with CFAP, and I don't know if they just don't have the resources or what they need to complete the second half of that payment, but there's a lot of growers out there that are still anxiously awaiting that second half payment. I also know that they were dealing with, you know, they're trying to figure out the quality of the corn, you know, because there's a lot of corn and stuff left out in the field. But, you know, that stuff should all be done by now, and I think there's a lot of growers just like me that are waiting for the second half of that payment.
Of the near 10,000 applications submitted in Minnesota so far, about 4,300 applications have been paid, about $60 million. Minnesota Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Joe Martin says there are still lots of applications to work on, and progress has been made in the last month and a half. Martin acknowledges the delay is due in part to the COVID-19 pandemic and the rollout of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Yet, Martin doesn't know when farmers will receive the second half of the WIP Plus payment.
We are paying 100% for all of the 18 losses. For the 19 losses, we are only paying 50% at this time. And the reason we're doing that is that there was an appropriation for the WIP Plus program, and it wasn't an unlimited appropriation. So we're withholding that 50% to ensure that we get everyone in who is eligible to determine if there is enough money to make that last 50% payment.
The quality loss adjustment piece of this program is still pending as well. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven says this keeps getting delayed due to COVID-19 relief. USDA has to get through that first, and with a pending CFAP 2.0 on the horizon, there is concern this will keep pushing the WIP Plus program out of the priority. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.